CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be once again talking about the Constitution, which is what makes America different than any other nation in the world. Lots of nations can produce fields of waving grain and can produce automobiles and all the things we produce, but none has a Constitution that limits the power of the federal government, or at least used to limit the power of the federal government. Because, you see, there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. As a result, they've assigned everybody a number. They've set up video cameras on street corners and in stores and in banks and along the highways, and they've devised means of identifying each of you, certainly by your speech, by your walk, by your facial contour. They've collected your pictures, and they're in databases. Oh, they got them illegally, of course, by claiming they were working for private corporations, but they've got them from your driver's license. Didn't you know that? They have your fingerprint from the driver's license. They basically have the ability to listen to your telephone conversations to Project Echelon. Of course, that's to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who wants to take away our freedom. The only trouble is Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, was enforced long before Osama bin Laden, his name was even known. It's been around. It's a program of the NSA by which they get the British intelligence agencies to monitor your telephone calls by computer. And then we do the same thing over in Great Britain, because, after all, a government agency wouldn't violate the Constitution, or would it? And we can go down the list of items, whether it be the fusion centers where they monitor our dossiers, the InfraGuard where your neighbors are paid to watch you, the satellites by which they can watch all of the people in the United States. Satellites are not to watch the wicked Russians or the wicked Chinese. They give them the ability to watch you, because there really are people who don't believe in individual freedom under God, and everything is in place for the dictatorship. You better find out what's happening, and you better understand they create crises, and now, of course, they've involved us in a war with Libya with no constitutional justification. Because they don't believe in the Constitution. These people are subversives. They should be arrested and tried for treason. They are part of a mass movement to circumvent our Constitution. And that's why you have to understand what the Constitution really says. And that's what the Institute of the Constitution does. And with us this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, dedicated to a resurgence of belief in our form of government and the demand that our leaders adhere to the Constitution. They are sworn, they have taken an oath before God to support. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and you are absolutely right. It's a sad day, because what has happened is those who are in power, by and large, do not follow anything the Constitution says. Well, it may be a little piece here and there, or maybe a little window dressing, but they subscribe to their propaganda tool. The most effective propaganda tool is to tell people, oh, we have a living Constitution. That means the words don't mean whatever the founders meant they they in their mind and their thinking and what they wrote, they don't mean that. They mean whatever the judges today say they mean. And that's a terribly dangerous thing, to have government determining the own boundaries of its activity, the boundaries of its powers. That is to be determined by we, the people, through our elected representatives that represented us in the Constitutional Convention all the way 200 years ago. It was those boundaries that they established that was to protect and secure our God-given rights. That's the purpose of government, not to steal from us as much money as they can and abuse us every which way and, as you say, spy on us. There's enormous dangers to that idea of a living Constitution, and the history of the past 100 years in our country has proven that. It leads to this enormous monstrosity of Washington, D.C., and, of course, their justification normally, if they talk about the Constitution at all, oh, they say, we can do this because of the General Welfare Clause, or we can do this because of the Interstate Commerce Clause, or the Necessary and Proper Clause, and sometimes also the Contract Clause, or the Due Process Clause. None of the interpretations that they use of these clauses of our Constitution are what the founders and the framers and those who ratified the Constitution meant by those phrases. In other words, they've come up with their own interpretation that leads to tyranny. And indeed, that's what we see. You just consider the increase of government control and government services, thousands and thousands of fold regulations that the average citizen is required to obey. I've been told by those who've researched this, if you were born with an ability to read and you read every second of your waking, not even waking, you have to read every second of your sleeping hours as well and do nothing else in your entire lifespan, you live to the age of 100, you still could not read through the federal record of regulations, laws, and so forth that you are subject to. Well, wait a minute. If nobody could possibly read through all these things, and if you go to the experts, like you go to the IRS and say, what are the regulations, and they disagree about what the experts can't even give you an answer. What do you have? You have absolute government tyranny, because they could do to you whatever they choose by whatever they interpret those words to mean. After all, the words really don't mean what they mean on paper. They mean whatever the judges tell you they mean. We're under an absolute tyrannical dictatorship, although they hide it with all kinds of fancy words like the living Constitution. It is nothing other than a tyrannical dictatorship that we're functioning under. And it's true that if, you know, in their theory, the highest authority in the universe is the state, that is the government, whether federal government, above the state governments, above the county governments, that kind of thing. If the highest authority in the universe is the government, then there is no higher standard by which to measure what they claim is law. There is no higher law, and therefore there is no such thing as an unjust law. Law is whatever comes out of the mouth of those who are in power. Whatever the tyrant says is law is law. And indeed, this is exactly what our founders revolted against in the War for Independence. They said, wait a minute, law isn't whatever comes out of King George's mouth. No, 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 no. There's the laws of nature and nature's God above King George, and the laws of nature and nature's God judge King George as to whether his actions, as to whether his legislation, as to whether his regulations are legitimate or illegitimate. And they listed 28 things in the Declaration of Independence. They said the king has violated the law, the laws of nature and nature's God, and the king...
Hold that thought, David. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and AromaTouch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils and cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's AromaTouch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. or email me, bev@rockymountainessentialoil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. David, pick up the story.
Well, as I was saying before the break, they concluded at the end of the Declaration of Independence that King George III is, because of these actions of violating the higher law, God's law, the king himself is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And we could say exactly the same about Washington, D.C. today. We could list almost verbatim the 28, with a few minor variations on that list of 28. And in addition to that list of 28, we could add hundreds of additional things. You've mentioned some of them at the top of the show. Things that the federal government is doing in violation of the laws of nature and nature's God, the absolute standard of right and justice. And when you have a living constitution, you have no absolute standard other than whatever the government says, which usually means whatever the judges say. So you get an attorney who graduates from law school, who passes the bar exam, which means he's swallowed all the lies of our current unlaw system, which is really what they teach in law school, unlaw, because they don't teach the laws of nature and nature's God. You get a person like that who is successful in his practice of unlaw, and he's elevated because of his political connections to put on a black robe, and all of a sudden he becomes the authority as to what is law, and he's the one that can change the meaning of law. We're under the worst system of tyranny, and this judicial tyranny is the result of this view that, oh, we have a living constitution. It's interesting when you look at our founders. For example, Alexander Hamilton argued in Federalist Paper number 78 and then Federalist Paper number 81, he argued that the judiciary is the least dangerous branch of government because its powers are limited to simply interpreting the Constitution and the laws made in pursuance to the Constitution. Well, how wrong Hamilton was, because it has become the most dangerous branch of government because they've adopted this theory of a living constitution. They've adopted the theory of no fixed standard of law except what comes from the pen of a black-robed lawyer. That is a farce. There was a time in our land when judges understood that the Constitution, as it was originally crafted, as it was originally intended, that is what governs. For example, Justice Felix Frankfurter in the early part of the 20th century said, what governs is the Constitution and not what we have written about it. And even as late as the former Chief Justice William Rehnquist, he said, no amount of repetition of historic errors, no amount of repetition of historical errors in judicial opinions can make the errors true. So there are exceptions to this. There are some judges who understand, but very, very few, the vast majority, are committed to this living constitution, which is a commitment to tyrannical government that they themselves are crafting. Because if judges are not bound by the fixed standard of the plain meaning of the Constitution, that is the intent of the framers, they're free to do what, in the words of Chancellor James Kent of the 19th century said, to roam at large in the trackless fields of their own imaginations, which reminds me of what Scripture talks about. The imaginations of man are evil, tending to evil, if they are not bound by God's law. And this is the tragedy. I was listening to a famous law professor from Stanford University, and he was gloating. He was gloating over the victory that took place in the 20th century of the destruction of the biblical view of law and government in our land. And the assertion of, he didn't call this is my term, the assertion of the pagan view of law and government, that law is whatever those in power say it is. And that's the definition of tyranny by any means. So he's gloating that they have won the victory, and furthermore, he said, they've so completely won the victory, they've so completely vanquished the enemy, their enemy, those who hold to our founder's view of law and government, that there's no way that the other side could ever be resurrected. The other side is dead as a doornail buried 6 feet under, and they're finished. There'll never be a resurrection of them in the history of the world, but we're seeing it take place right now in our day as more and more Americans are waking up to the evils of a living constitution, the evils of the kind of tyranny of government over everything in your life, and they're sick of it, they're fed up with it, they're angry, and they're saying, what can we do? And that's where we at Institute on the Constitution have the answer. First thing, study the founder's view of law and government. Gain an understanding of this biblical view of law and government that would enable you to evaluate everything your government does, whether federal, state, or local, evaluated by a fixed standard and determine if it is just, if it is good, or if it is evil, if it is wicked, if it needs to be overturned. And there are some who in the law profession recognize what's taking place, and they recognize this isn't right. For example, Lino Graglia, professor of constitutional law at the University of Texas School of Law, he said, quote, judicial usurpation of legislative power has become so common and so complete that the Supreme Court has become our most powerful and important instrument of government in terms of determining the nature of quality of American life. Questions literally of life and death, abortion and capital punishment, of public morality, control of pornography, prayer in schools and government aid to religious schools, and of public safety, criminal procedure, street demonstrations, are all now in the hands of judges under the guise of questions of constitutional law. The fact that the Constitution says nothing, say, of abortion, and indeed explicitly and repeatedly recognizes that capital punishment of the court has capital punishment, the court has come close to prohibiting and has made no difference. The result is that the central truth of constitutional law today, and this is a law professor saying this, the central truth of constitutional law today is that it has nothing to do with the Constitution except that the words due process or equal protection are almost always used by the judges in stating their conclusions. Not to put too fine a point on it, constitutional law has become a fraud, a cover for a system of government by the majority vote of a 9-person committee of lawyers, unelected and holding office for life, end quote. I think he's got it right. In fact, the illustration of that is that what is the resident in the White House today? He's supposedly a constitutional law professor. What a joke. He has no idea what the Constitution means at all. And so there was a change in understanding that swept through most of those in the legal profession. 99% is what I would estimate. For example, Chief Justice Charles Evans Hughes said, oh, we are under a constitution, but the constitution is what the judges say it is. In other words, we are the masters, you are the slaves, you are the serfs, you do whatever we tell you to do because we're wearing a black dress, and we've been to law school, graduated from law school, have a bar degree, and have the political connections to have all the power to control the guns, to control the prisons, to control the armies, to control every source of power, and you are nothing but our serfs or our slaves. It reminds me of the humorous children's story I've read to my kids, Lewis Carroll's book, Through the Looking Glass. And there in that story, there's an interesting interchange between Humpty Dumpty and Alice. Humpty Dumpty said, when I use a word, he said in a rather scornful tone, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. The question is, asked Alice, whether you can make words mean different things. The question is, said Humpty Dumpty, who is to be master? That is all. Who is to be master? That is all. And that puts the point right where it's at. The issue we're being lied to about is who is to be master. In our system of government, the government is not the master. The government is our servant. Used to be they called people employed by the government what? They called them civil servants. If you've ever had a recent interaction with one of those civil servants you often find. They're not very civil at all, are they? They certainly don't think they are your servants. They think they're your masters. Even the lower echelon ones in the bureaucracy, they all have that attitude because they've been taught it by those who are in the upper echelons of power. They're the masters, we're the servants, and we just cough up most of our paychecks and taxes to them and do whatever they regulate and tell us to do, or else we'll wind up in prison. As you said, Dr. Stan, on other shows, we have the largest prison population in the world. Why is that? Well, it's because we have this unlaw that prevails today. Well, all of that is kind of depressing to look at and think about, but what's the solution? Well, the solution is to get back to the basics, back to a constitution as interpreted by our framers, back to the biblical principles our framers held. William Penn, who formed the colony of Pennsylvania, said, "Men must choose to be governed by God or condemn themselves to be governed by tyrants." And this is an extremely important point. If people want freedom, and I know there's many people who are advocating freedom, but they reject the idea of being under God's law. They say, no, we don't want any of that. That's religious oppression or blah, blah, blah. They get, you know, whatever label they give it. We don't want to be under God's law. We just want our freedom. No, they're going to condemn themselves, as William Penn said, to be governed by tyrants, because some tyrant will come along, promise them freedom. Oh, it could be the communist version of freedom. We're going to give you a utopia on earth, a worker's paradise. You'll be wonderfully blessed. All your needs, you know, whatever lie it is presented by the tyrant's going to figure out a way to dominate them, control them, and rule them as a tyrant. It's only when God's law is supreme, as our founders called it, the laws of nature and nature's God, and that every person in society is under God's law. So the president can't violate God's law and say, hey, I'm just going to go to war anytime I please. I'm going to bomb whatever I please. I'm going to start assassinating American citizens at will because I am the unitary executive doing whatever I please, answerable to no one. Nah, that's tyranny. That man must be under God's law if there's going to be liberty. The Congress must be under God's law. The judges must be under God's law. They must be obedient to God's law, which is why we have all of our elected officials take an oath, swearing before Almighty God, endangering their immortal soul, that if they don't obey this oath, God can send them to hell. I mean, if they had any fear of God, which, sad to say, most of them do not have a fear of God, if they had a fear of God and they seriously considered their oath, they would rein in their out-of-control, tyrannical behavior, because they knew on Judgment Day they would stand before the bar of God's justice, and he would evaluate their behavior. You took this oath to the Constitution. Did you ever read the Constitution? Did you ever have any intention of obeying the Constitution? Did you do anything in office that violated this oath? Those are the kind of questions they will face on Judgment Day.
And I think the most important thing is the realization that the secret of our Constitution was to limit the power of the central authority so men could be free, and matters having to do with life, liberty, and property, and pornography, and abortion, and marriage, and they were all to be taken care of at the state or local level. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. Which direction are we headed? Well, we're headed towards total government control over our lives. And that's why every one of you in the listening audience today has a number. They know exactly what they're doing. They've set up a surveillance society, all in the name of fighting tyranny or fighting terrorism or preventing the wicked Osama bin Laden from taking away our freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a scam. We need to get back to the Constitution, but the problem is, most people don't understand the Constitution, which is why the Institute of the Constitution was formed. And that's to teach you the Constitution, which is the very foundation of our liberty. Go right ahead, David.
And the good news is that the Constitution still is the supreme law of the land, in spite of the fact that those in power ignore it, they denigrate it, they shred it like a piece of paper, or treat it even worse than that. it is still the supreme law of the land. It cannot be denied that it is the supreme law of the land. They take an oath to it, and all the other things that they do is window dressing that have nothing to do with what they actually do once they are in office. But the fact of the matter, it's the supreme law of the land, means that we, the people, can enforce it ourselves. First, of course, when we go to the ballot box, we need to know the Constitution well enough that we can evaluate candidates based upon that fixed standard, that we could ask them questions that will penetrate their philosophy of government, what they believe about the Constitution. You can ask them a simple question like, do you believe the Constitution is a living, breathing document? And if they say yes, well, what do you mean by that? Usually they'll come up with this philosophy that says whatever the founders said they meant by these words they put on paper, those ideas do not bind us in what we do as a government.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. If you have a question for Pastor Whitney, our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. But before we go on, David, I want you to get the web address, the telephone number on the Institute of the Constitution out so people can get in touch with you and can get one of your kits so they can, first of all, learn the Constitution and then learn how to teach the Constitution to others. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a great blessing to be part of an organization that is building that foundation that is necessary to restore our republic and to reassert true freedom from the tyranny that's gaining ground on us every moment of every day. But Institute on the Constitution is teaching the founders' view of law and government. What did they mean when they used the phrase, the laws of nature and nature's God, as the foundation of all law? Well, what did they mean when they put together the General Welfare Clause? These things are critically important for every citizen to know. And what we've done is put together what we call a host kit, because we know most people would be kind of intimidated by the idea of they themselves teaching the Constitution to others. And so you'll be hosting a class, taking the materials we put together. Constitutional law professor John Eismo does 12 lectures, then historian David Barton, 2 lectures. We put together a student notebook with a detailed outline of each of those lectures, test questions that follow each lecture to help secure that information in the minds of the students, and we put together a host manual that gives the person hosting the class all the answers to the test questions, suggestions on how to conduct each of the 12 sessions, and then there's supplemental readings that are part of that. The whole package is designed as a turnkey way by which anyone, without any background in law or history, can come at this, conduct a class, to train fellow citizens in a biblical understanding in our founders' view of law and government. And this is essential, and everyone can do it. That's what we designed it for. Everyone can do this that is listening to your voice. They can get a host kit, and they can conduct that. You can obtain the host kit either by going to our website. Our website is iotconline.com. That website, again, is iotconline.com. And go to our store, click the host kit there, and purchase it that way. Or if you'd prefer to call us, you can call us toll-free here on the East Coast. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 1-866-730-9796. Call us, order a host kit, and check out our website. There's a whole host of other materials that can help you understand our Constitution. There's I run a blog that's on our IOTC online website with many speeches that I've done. You can just click on there and listen to it online. Many materials designed to help you understand and communicate that to others, because it's going to take a grassroots movement. Not going to be the media. It's not going to be the school systems, for sure. We've had a number of people who are making attempts to have our curriculum introduced into the public school system, but there's a great resistance to allowing any such truth to be voiced in that. Oh, we can't let the kids be exposed to this. We can't even let the kids read the Declaration of Independence, some states have said. So it's going to take us as individual citizens, and Dr. Stan, I hope your listeners listening to all your other programs realize how late the hour is. We're in very desperate times, and it's time now for every true American to wake up and take action. And this is a simple action that everyone can do: conduct a class. I've talked to people who are just housewives, and they've never done anything like this before, and they were kind of leery about the idea of actually conducting a class, but they said, I've got to do something, let me try this. And they did, and they found great success. Students learned. Actually, students took what they learned, and they went on and did additional classes, and the movement is multiplying. That's the greatest news that is taking place all over America. Our classes are multiplying. I'm graduating a class here in 2 weeks in southern New Jersey. Actually, the class started with one group, and there was so much interest they had to form 2 other groups. So there's 3 different classes, over 150 people graduating, and out of those 3 classes graduating, there's another batch of students who are going to conduct classes in their churches, in their homes, in their community centers, and we could see in that just area an explosion. And I tell people when they graduate from our classes, if you take this forward, that is, if you multiply yourself and other people and train other people how to conduct these classes and get a movement going, you could very, in smaller, less populated areas, you could very quickly take over the political structure of that area. Southwest Ohio is one area like that I look to see. They're multiplying classes so rapidly, they'll reach a point that nobody will be able to be elected even to local offices, let alone state offices or federal offices, unless they know the Constitution as well as the graduates of our Institute on the Constitution, because the graduates will pepper them with questions. I've had graduates go to a town hall meeting with or a campaign with somebody running and ask them simple questions. Can you tell me what the 10th Amendment says? And they get a blank stare, a kind of deer in the headlight look from the candidate, and a response of, well, let me get your email. I'll get back to you on that. It's like our students know the Constitution better than people running for Congress, people running for the Senate, and obviously people running for the White House. But if the students multiply themselves such that there's such a body of voters out there, that we can turn our nation back. So we should not despair at all.
The Tea Party movement, where these people have been talking about the Constitution, a lot of this is an outgrowth of the Institute of the Constitution. Now, you're not going to hear Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh talking about the Institute of the Constitution. They are not there to bring it the truth. They're there to conceal the truth. But you must understand that this organization is working all across America. Phenomenal increase in interest in the Constitution. And many of the people who ran for Congress, were elected, are talking about the Constitution. For the first time in many years, we're talking about the very foundation upon which our freedom rests. But the difficulty is, most of the people listening to this program today really don't understand. The Constitution was a document that was to limit the power of government over the lives of the people. For as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. And the Constitution was designed to limit the power of our elected representatives. Yes, there were certain things they were to do. There were 18 of them. They're spelled out in Article 1, Section 8. Other than that, the power of the government was to be limited so people could be free, so we could decide our problems at the state and local level, where we would have some influence over them. Our founding fathers certainly understood the danger of power, and they wanted to limit it. Well, we don't talk about that today. We talk about how the government can direct the economy, how the government can provide for us, how the government, knows best what, how we should educate our children, how we should produce energy, how should we provide transportation. What we need to do is do away with the Department of Energy and Transportation and limit the power of the government to the things it was supposed to do. Our number, 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question for Pastor David Whitney, 877-254-7524. We'll be back.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations, or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley reminds listeners, from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Trace Margaritas, 2319 18th Avenue in Greeley. Call 378-6662. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military service.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, of course, is Pastor David Vinti of the Institute of the Constitution. If you have a question or comment, our number, 877-254-7524. But it is vitally important that the people there in Colorado start setting up these institutes. This is what they have not taught in our schools. Intentionally, purposely, maliciously, not taught the founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers. This is what our freedom is based upon. And if you don't understand the foundation of our freedom, how can you possibly hope to preserve it? So again, it's so important you get and you start setting up those institutes in your region. Teach the Constitution. It's happening all across America. And the last thing they want the American people to realize is there's a research institution of interest in the very foundation of our freedom. Go ahead, David.
Yes, and that is the encouraging thing that I think many citizens in America are discouraged, because I've talked to many who kind of feel like, oh, the game is up, let's wring our hands and, you know, just prepare for disaster. It's like, well, yeah, we ought to be preparing for the kind of coming disasters that may be coming our way, but we ought to be fighting the good fight. It is not over. The battle is not done. And we should not be folding up our tents and giving up at this point. No. In fact, it's the opposite. At this point, of course, people won't know this because, as you say, the media isn't going to let them know really what's taking place. At this point in time, more Americans are upset with their government on federal, state, and even local levels and are outraged at the kind of usurpation and the kind of violations of the law. People know. I mean, here in Maryland, we fought a battle just recently here in the State House to protect marriage as defined by God, as the laws of nature. Nature's God defines marriage as only between one man and one woman. How could the legislature be such idiots to think they are bigger than God and they could somehow redefine marriage whatever they wanted it to be? You know, two men can marry, that kind of idiocy. And the people, the thing that was so encouraging is that the segment of our society here in Maryland, which is generally a leftist state in the heavily populated areas, that the leftist portions of the state are where the uprising came, where people said to their state legislators, you dare not redefine marriage. And that's because most of these people are church attenders, although they're wrong on many of their views of law and government. At least they know this much. They know that there is a God who created the universe. They know that that God is the one who gave the law regarding marriage, and no man can change that law any more than he can change the law of gravity or the law of chemistry or the laws of mathematics. They've got that much of a brain still functioning that they rose up and they forced the legislature to back off, and the attempt to redefine marriage in Maryland here failed, which was a shock to all the leftists because they thought, hey, you know, we got the West Coast, which is there's a strong leftist contingent there, perhaps stronger than most other places in our country. And on the East Coast, we've got the states of Maryland and Massachusetts, the most leftist of the East Coast contingent of leftists. And what? Their sodomite unmarriage attempt failed in Maryland? What's going on here? And they have touched something that they did not realize they were running up against. They're running up against people who, as benighted as they might be, know that there's a creator God who created the laws of the universe, and his laws, that is the laws of the creator, are the only just laws in our society. Any other laws created by any other human beings are not just unless they completely comport with his law. So that is an encouragement to me right here in, you know, kind of the belly of the beast. I've traveled around the country and spoken in many different places, and oftentimes people pity me, you know, for living in Maryland. Oh, we're sorry. You have such a terrible leftist state. I say, you're right, but, you know, we're right here in the belly of the beast. And if you're going to kill the beast, that's the best place to be, in the belly of the beast. And if we're having success here in the belly of the beast, as I testified to the state Senate committee as well as the House committee on this issue, I was heartened to see that many of the legislators have taken our course. They have graduated from Institute on the Constitution. In fact, a couple who just won office in this last election in November were graduates, and one was actually a fellow who was hosting our course in a western part of the state. And that's very encouraging to me to see people as I look around the room and realize, that guy studied under me. That gal over there graduated from our class. This gal has studied with us. And to see that we are making an influence as we're gaining ground in people actually holding office who've graduated from our course and know what law is about. So we should not be folding up tents and saying, oh, we've lost the battle. No, the fact is the exact opposite. The tyrants have overreached at this point. They've overstepped the boundaries that most people are willing to live with, and they are actually on the losing side of the battle that's being fought right now in our land. So don't lose heart, my friends. This is a time to take courage and to move forward, because we are actually making progress on this project. And you could be part of doing that by getting a host kit, conducting a class, graduating a group of people, multiplying the classes in your area. You can begin to see all of this turned around. You know, our founders had an impossible situation that confronted them. The most powerful army in the world of their day, the mightiest navy that the world had ever known, that ever sailed the seas, was the one who was tyrannizing them. And they thought, and many did thought, it's a fool's errand if we try to go up against this tyrant. I mean, he's got everything in his favor, and we couldn't possibly win. And yet they moved forward knowing that God was with them, because God's law was what they were following. And that's why it's so important that our movement to restore the republic not be one based upon a human conception of what is law. I've talked to many folks, and whether Tea Party movement or Libertarian Party, who like some things that we talk about here at Institute on the Constitution, but they object to all that God talk. You know, why you bring all that God talk? We don't need God talk for liberty. Oh, yes, we do. We need to understand that the foundation of law is God's law. And if we cannot come back to that, which is where our founders started from, if we can't get back to where our founders started from, we're just going to be exchanging one tyrant for another tyrant. And I'm like, well, what's happened there in Egypt? Oh, they got rid of one tyrant, all right, but they're just going to have another tyrant in his place. There will be no liberty, because the scripture says, and it's inscribed, this verse in Leviticus is inscribed on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty comes from following God's law. Just as you think of a fish. The fish is only free when
you're
it's
absolutely right, David. God bless. We'll talk to you again.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by The Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'm Dan here, and I hope you enjoy our monthly conversations with David Whitney. You must understand that the reason that the Supreme Court, under Masonic control, took God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools was because they realized, of course, that our nation was founded under biblical principles. And basically, the whole idea was to be God's law. We were to be ruled by God, and so we could be free. And as James Madison had said so well, our nation, our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. In other words, you either had people who were going to be ruled by God and could be free, or you're going to have a tyrannical form of government where every form of activity is regulated. And that's exactly what the people who were involved in taking God and prayer out of our schools wanted. They wanted to destroy the religious foundation of this nation so we could have a tyrannical government under their control. And, of course, they're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you have not read my book, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness will explain to you exactly what's going on and who it was that took God in prayer out of our school. The book's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We probably have close to 100,000 copies of the book out, circulating across America. And you're never going to hear this mentioned by the mass media. The last thing they want you to understand is the Brotherhood of Darkness. It is real. It's not imaginary. These people know what they're doing. But we must expose them because, of course, you know, like the vampires, they flee at the first sign of light, of dawn. And we need a dawning of a realization of truth in America. There really are conspiratorial organizations, but they are all founded by people who want to create a tyrannical government and a godless society. In other words, they want a new world order, they want a new world religion, and they hate the God of the Bible, and they want to install their leader. And this is what's coming down the line. Right now, they're in the process of destroying all of the governments of the Near East and the Middle East in preparation for a war with the Muslim world. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't want to send your sons off to die in another senseless battle like World War II, you better get involved. And if you don't know what happened during World War II, you need to understand that all during World War II, American corporations, 100 of them, affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations, or at least most of them were, built the weapons that Adolf Hitler used and the Nazis used to kill our boys at Normandy, to kill our boys at the Battle of the Bulge. They thought they were fighting for freedom. It was simply a war that was fought to bring about the United Nations and world government. And when World War II failed to accomplish that goal, why the seeds were sown for World War III, and we're rapidly approaching that. If you want to document the fact that American corporations provided the weapons that Adolf Hitler used and financed him, the book's available only from Radio Liberty, or you can track them down on your own if you want to, but we carry them. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, Trading with the Enemy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need read Brotherhood of Darkness, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Have a vision to protect. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord do.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris